Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Bill Cosby said, "Nothing I've ever done has given me more joys and rewards than being a father to my children." Someone once stated, "A father is a fellow who has replaced the currency of his wallet with the snapshots of his kids." These are sublime descriptions of fatherhood. However, today, in American society, the actions of a father have changed to the point where it could be strongly argued that there is a hole in the way they carry out their responsibilities. It is rather easy to father a child. It is quite a different thing to be a dad. Today, our guests will bring you insights from a perspective rarely heard. As usual, we like to pause just at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, the very heart or the essence of our radio broadcast, is to bring you closer to Jesus Christ, that you would come to know Him in a personal way and know the difference that Jesus can make in your life and your situation, whatever challenge, whatever obstacle may be before you, that you would be strengthened and encouraged and renewed. That is our hope. That is our prayer. That's why we're here together for you. Pastor Billy Lyle serves as the college and young adults pastor at Grace Bible Church, as well as the director of Every Nation Campus Ministries Hawaii. Previously, Pastor Billy served for many years as the senior youth leader with Grace Bible Church Proside, as well as serving as a youth and college pastoral assistant. Billy graduated from Pearl City High School and from the University of Hawaii at Manoa with a degree in business management. He graduated from the Every Nation School of Campus Ministry in 2003. He is currently working on his master's degree in global leadership from Fuller Theological Seminary. He was born and raised in Waipahu. Billy is married to Naomi. They have one son, Micah. He's joining us along with fine individuals that he brought with him. And you know, Billy Lyle is no stranger to the Good Life Hawaii radio show in that he was a part of the very genesis of the show when it was even by a different name. And we went for a couple of years once a week. And Pastor Billy was one of my co-hosts along with Alfredo Canencia. Pastor Billy, welcome to our show.
It's great to be back, Danny. It's good to see you.
It's good to have you back in studio. And as you began to talk, I know even Chaz Ontai said, "Billy, you still got it." Still got that radio voice, that radio. You have a radio presence, personality. Talk to us about young people and fathers. What are you seeing today?
Well, first of all, that bio you read is a little old. I actually have a daughter too now, so I am now the father of two. My daughter Madison is now 3 months old. So
okay,
it's exciting to be a dad myself. You know, but you know, I've been in ministry for almost 15, 16 years now. Mm-hmm. You really see a lot of the pain that goes on in the lives of young people. You know, you asked me, Danny, to come and kind of talk about, you know, what we see going on in the lives of young people. And the reality is, I think if you just look from the outside, you see young people out in the malls, maybe doing things that don't look, make a lot of sense to adults. What are you doing? Why are you acting like that? What is your problem? We just see a lot of just negative behavior. And the reality is, I think from what I've experienced and different ministers that I work with, we see that young people are just going through a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain in their hearts. There's a lot of trials that they're walking through themselves that without, as you opened up about fathering, without parenting to guide them and shape them and bring perspective to the pain, they go off the deep end and go through destructive behaviors to cope with the pain and to make sense of the world that they've come into that doesn't make a lot of sense to them. And a lot of the byproduct of that pain is the negative behaviors that we see. And I think just for myself, having grown up in a fatherless situation myself, I've shared this on this show before, my dad was a drug dealer growing up, and so I didn't have a father. I was the only child, and my mom did her best to raise me with values and with a proper perspective. But without having the right leadership from a father, a role model, I didn't know how to deal with it. And so the pain that was caused by him, I had no way to process, no way to grow from it. And my response was to internalize and do a lot of antisocial types of behaviors. And just, you know, inside there was a lot of turmoil going on. Mm-hmm. And I think on the outside, if someone were to have looked at me, they would have said, ah, that kid is just, you know, messed up. He's selfish. He's whatever. Reality is I was just hurting. And it wasn't until I had adults in my life to come and help me to process my pain, introduce Christ to me, who could ultimately heal my pain, I probably would have went on later on in life to more destructive behaviors, drugs, and who knows what else later on. And so I see that in a lot of the lives of young people that I have the privilege of working with, that if we're not careful, we just write them off, you know, as being bad kids or whatever it is. But the reality is there's pain underlying there that God can and wants to heal. And if we can help them do that, help the Lord in facilitating that, we could see transformation in the lives of young people.
Now, context in the sense that Pastor Billy is here talking. As you can hear, there is a real fluidity in the way that he shares these things. It's just flowing out of him. He doesn't have to read anything. It's just flowing out of his life, overflowing from his life. His ministry at Grace Bible ProSide is a growing ministry, could conceivably be the most dynamic youth ministry, college young adults ministry, could be one of the most dynamically growing ministries. I mean, on a Sunday evening, Pastor Billy, you guys have what? How many services?
We have two services now, with roughly, we've been averaging lately around 600 or so young people.
Young people, young adults, and growing. So when you're talking about the underlying pain, we're not talking about a theoretical issue from kind of a surface level awareness.
Yeah.
You're dealing with heart issues, healing issues, or healing of issues in the lives of people on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And the leaders that are working with you to minister to the people in your church and the membership there is just astounding. What else have you found in terms of, you mentioned pain, but what is it that can help heal that pain?
Well, I think, like you mentioned, I really believe that the church is the greatest way to heal the pain. You know, for me, having mentors in my life who could be surrogate fathers, you know, it's just the Bible says, you know, God is the father to the fatherless. And for me, coming in when I was going through my own angst and trial, to have older men and women to be there to kind of give perspective and shaping and fathering, mm-hmm. That was so huge for me. And all of that taking place in the context of God and His Word and the parameters of the Bible, where He can ultimately heal. But having that community, and then beyond just the adult mentors, having peers that I could walk alongside as we're all kind of navigating through our own struggles together, encouraging one another to overcome that. And that's what we tried to do in our church, beyond just putting on a dynamic, you know, Sunday show, which is sometimes what we can make it into. Creating a community where young people can come in, feel accepted, feel loved by their peers, by older adults, and all in a safe context where Christ can be Lord and begin to renovate the hearts of young people. And the thing that we put all of our effort, or 90% of our efforts into now, is building small groups where young people can come, belong, fit, and process and walk life together through the process of healing their pain.
So as you've experience, you've gone through it yourself, having lived the pain. You see the working of the church, Grace Bible Church, and now other people in the small groups. What happens in small groups?
The main thing that happens is life happens. You know, we'll sit around at a Starbucks or a McDonald's or wherever there's space in someone's garage, even, and just process life. You know, what is going on in your life in the context of, you know, we produce a discussion guide every week off of the Sunday sermon.
Off of your message.
Yeah, or whoever's preaching, okay. Pastor Norman or whoever. And we produce a discussion guide that it's really, you know, kind of a small group for dummies. If all else fails, just read the guide, you know, and you'll do moderately okay. Because the goal is not that there's minimal content so that we can get to more life processing. How does that play out in your life? You know, as we're talking about forgiveness, let's say. How does that play out in your life? You know, and actually, I just had this situation happen 2 weeks ago in my own small group. I have six brand new young adults, 20-year-olds in my small group. And we talked about how do you handle the issues of forgiveness. And without to the person, everyone, it was dad issues. I have to forgive my dad. I have to forgive my dad. Yeah, as we were going around the circle. And so just the real life processing of that truth in a safe context where they can share what they're going through and no one's going to judge them. What do you mean you don't love your dad? What's your problem? You know, and just kind of really hear what's going on, and then they can encourage one another, pray for one another. We pray together. And if that takes place week after week after week, you'll get systematically, you know, free from the hurt, the unforgiveness, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And the pain can get healed by God in that context. A lot of times we just internalize, you know, we'll take the message home, we'll go home, we'll think about it, we may even pray about it. But if we don't ever externalize it, speak it out of our mouths, get brothers and sisters around to pray with us and for us, you know, James says, pray for one another that you can be healed. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that, and we see that happen in our small groups. So it's not we're careful not to call it a Bible study, because that's not what it is. We like to say we're doing life together. And I want to encourage you to encourage one another in the group in a safe environment.
This is a subject that is profound, the impact of which can literally change the course of society. It's real time now. Healing can take place. There's hope for any young person today. And for that matter, there's hope for parents too. Mm-hmm. Right, Pastor Billy?
Yeah.
If you're trying to raise a young person right now, or a young adult who's struggling with issues, you're listening to the right show at the right time, and God has a word of hope for you. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more with Pastor Billy Lyle, a young adults pastor at Grace Bible Church, Proside. He's going to introduce a couple of friends that he brought with him today, and hear them share their stories. It's nothing like hearing something straight from the gut, straight from the heart. But not only what they've been through, but what God has done to bring them through. To find out more, go to gbchawaii.org. I'll let you know more about Grace Bible Church Proside when we come back. Stay with us, okay? Get someone to listen in. It's going to get better. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Billy Lyle. Pastor Billy is the young adults pastor at Grace Bible Church, Pearlside, and he is right in his sweet spot in doing that. Not only from his background, but from what he's doing, and the sweet spot is validated by the fruit that is born in his ministry. Over 600 young adults attend two services of the services that he leads at Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. One of the most bustling, growing, dynamic churches in the state of Hawaii, and strongly, clearly focused on reaching someone. Each one, reach one, I know is the theme, the drum that beats, the thread that flows through every program, the very heart of Pastor Norman Nakanishi and the pastoral staff and leadership. Each one, reach one. And indeed, Grace Bible Church Pearlside is doing that on a regular basis. But today, young adults and fathers and hurt and pain. Pastor Billy, you brought some special friends with you. Take us from here.
Thanks, Danny. You know, I did want to say, you know, I can't take all the credit for our Sunday night. We have just an amazing team of our pastoral staff, our youth pastor, Pastor Kiyomo, leads our 515 service, and just an amazing team of volunteers.
Yes.
Really that make it happen to impact the lives of young people. And I think it's so important, just as we were talking about before the break, that, you know, a lot of times I know we can overlook what young people are going through. Because, you know, once you get older, I mean, I'm 31 now, and I look back to my pain when I was 15. I think, that was so trivial. But in the moment, when I was 15, oh my gosh, the world was ending, and, you know, no one understood me. And so I think, especially for us as adults, we need to look back and not trivialize what young people are going through, but try to find a way to sympathize and empathize so that we can help pull them out of it. Because the sad thing is, I did not have the wherewithal, and I know a lot of young people don't have the wherewithal to pull ourselves out. And so we needed adults and mentors to do that. And we've had some moderate success with that at our church. And I think that, like you said before the break, Danny, we can change society. I believe. I really believe that to my core, if we can impact the next generation. You know, and now you're hearing a lot of sociologists saying high school students, it's too late to reach them. You know, missiologists say that. Now you got to go junior high. And I think that's totally true. We have to start reaching young people younger, because the pain starts so much earlier. You know, drug use is starting in elementary school. Mm-hmm. Sex is happening in elementary. I mean, mm-hmm. it's staggering to think of that, but that's really what we got to look at. And we can change society if we can reach young people. I brought with me a couple of our young adults to share their stories because I think they typify what a lot of young folks are going through out there and just the victory that can be brought through Jesus Christ. So I want to first introduce, his name is Jason. He's a undergrad at the University of Hawaii, baseball all-star in his high school days. And, he's giving the knuckle bump. There you go. And, Jason, you know, no one would have known looking at you, going through high school and even now. That you went through some significant pain in your family. You want to tell us about that?
So, I was living life like a normal kid when I was going to intermediate school through high school. But there's this one moment in my life where just things happened within my family, and my dad just had done stuff that hurt my mom. And I remember this one night, I was just sleeping. And this one night, I just hear these loud noises going outside of my room, and I hear my dad just yelling at my mom, and I wake up from it, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And then for a moment the sound stops, so I go back to sleep, and then I hear the sounds of stuff moving around outside of my room again, and then all of a sudden I hear my dad go, Jason, you better call the cops, I'm gonna hurt your mom. Jason, you better call 911 or else I'm going to hurt your mom. And being at that age that I was, I didn't know what to do. So I just curled up in a ball and just went back, tried to go back to sleep. But still hearing those noises going on outside of my house, outside of my room. And I didn't know what to think of that until the next morning. You know, my parents weren't talking to each other. I seen bruises on my mom. And it was just, I was shocked to see what I had seen. And like in my head I was already thinking, oh my goodness, you know, my parents are gonna get a divorce, you know, there's stuff that happened that I don't even know of yet. But my dad was just really angry, my mom got really mad at my dad and they fought. And so it was just something really hard for me to look at and see. And as I went on just going to school and throughout just doing things normally, I felt that pain and hurt, you know, from what I had seen and what my dad had done, and I didn't know what to do. So I started trying out different things, like doing drugs and drinking alcohol to try and suppress the pain and really just get rid of this icky feeling that I had inside of my heart. And it went on for about a year or two, and it sucked. for those couple of years, because even though I was doing all these things, there's just still something missing in my life. There's still something that left me empty, because I knew that although these things were suppressing the pain, it was only a temporary feeling. And there's this one point where we were at a camp for baseball, and then a few of my friends went to go do some stuff, and I was like, no, I can't do this again. I can't do this anymore. So I decided to call up one of my friends who was going to church. And the first thing that he said is, oh, yeah, we just came back from church. And, you know, it was good. And I was like, oh, you guys came back from church. That's cool. And, you know, we talked for a little bit, and then he invited me, you know, to come to church. And I ended up going 2 weeks later. And I remember during worship, they usually have like the call to say the prayer, you know, to commit your life to God. And mm-hmm. I remember just saying that prayer. And after saying that prayer, we went into a worship song. And I just remember like that space, that void in my heart was filled with joy, with love. Mm. And at that moment, I knew it was Jesus. It was God. It was at that moment, I was like, this is what I've been missing. This is what I needed to fill. Mm. This this empty part of my soul. And, you know, if it wasn't for that person who reached out to me and invited me to church, and even the people that I got into a small group with after that, I wouldn't have been able to process the hurt and the pain that I was feeling, you know, because of what my dad has done. And the great thing after that is when I gave my life to Christ, you know, my parents reconciled. They didn't have a divorce. You know, our family pretty much got back to the way it was before, you know, happy and normal and no arguing, no conflict anymore in the house. And it was just amazing what God had done in the moment of me being broken and just him doing amazing things even through my family.
I think that's so amazing, Jason, because, you know, I think because of what you went through, you tried to medicate and to cover up and to suppress the pain by doing these destructive behaviors. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're doing drugs. I mean, what kind of drugs were you doing, man?
I was just doing marijuana pretty much because I was like, my friends kept telling me, oh, dude, you try and do this, you know, you won't feel the pain. I'm like, so I do it. I'd be like, oh, this is cool. You know, and for a moment, I was like, I thought it was cool, but then I realized that, you know, it was only temporary, and this keep, like you said, destructive behavior, it would only lead me to down the wrong path.
So you knew you were doing it to medicate, to cover up the pain. Yeah. So I think that's funny because I think, it's not funny, obviously, but I think it's interesting because I think that's typical. I think a lot of people know that they're doing destructive things to cover up their pain. You're not the only person I've heard that from, and I think just for us as adults to look at that and say, you know, my son, my daughter is doing destructive behaviors because maybe they're trying to cover up some kind of a pain, you know, and maybe it's not necessarily as a result of their parent as it was in your case, but there's a lot of sources of pain in our society today. But your destructive behavior was a result of that, mm-hmm. to try to medicate that, we got to look at that. I think we have to really consider that when we see young people doing what they're doing, see them struggling and suffering. What is the pain? What is the, as Dr. Stephen Mansfield says, what is the knot in their soul, mm-hmm. that has them so tied up? You know, and if we can help them untie that, and like what happened with you, bring you to a place where Jesus can come and heal, mm-hmm. that, untie that knot, we can see life flow.
How long did it take? You know, this process of healing.
I'd say a good process of healing between me and my dad would probably be close to 4 years or 5 years. Even right now, I'm still going through the process of forgiving my dad. But, you know, my relation with my dad has never been better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's been so great. And, you know, I've been able to invite him to church and even my mom, you know, and it's been really great. So I'd say it's been around 4 or 5 years of that.
Do you find that sometimes these things are masked? Like you wouldn't really be able to tell that someone is really going through. I mean, a star athlete and, you know, the external. I was going to say young people are prideful, but then we're all prideful, right? So we convey like we got it together, but man, we're covering up a bunch of stuff, some junk under there that's causing us to, like you say, destructive behaviors.
Yeah, you know, it's been, in my experience, I haven't met, I don't want to sound cynical, but I haven't met one person that doesn't have pain in their life. Maybe it's not as big as, you know, your dad was a drug dealer or your dad abused your mom. Maybe it's nothing that big. But all of us have something that is a source of pain. You know, maybe your coach spoke to you harshly or, mm-hmm. you know, you got cut from the team. Who knows what it is? But there's something that will cause us to react. And the other side about it is theologically, we know that we got our enemy, the devil, that's out to steal, kill, and destroy. And so I believe he brings these moments to try to take us out at a young age when we're helpless. You know, mm-hmm. Jason was a young man when all these things happened to him. A lot of people have been, I mean, I've heard stories of kids being molested when they're 2 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, why does that happen? Well, we know why it happens. There's an enemy, the devil, that hates humanity and wants to wreck us all. And because he can't kill us on his own, he gets us to kill ourselves by doing destructive behaviors, by planting a seed of pain at a young age. And so I venture to say that all of us have some kind of pain, and maybe we're in denial of it, or mm-hmm. maybe we just don't know what my son, my daughter is going through. But if we can, and my point is, if we can pause long enough and love deeply enough and open our arms wide enough to hear and embrace people, they'll tell us eventually, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And then we can help through Christ and through God's word bring healing.
As we go to our break, a reminder, a gentle reminder, that perhaps even a parent might be feeling like you've completely lost it, you've blown it, you've done the best you could, or maybe you didn't do the best you could, and you think, you know, all is lost. Well, Pastor Billy mentioned, he said, we got to remind them all is not lost. Mm-hmm. There's still hope.
Absolutely.
And when we come back from our break, you're going to hear from another dear friend that Pastor Billy brought just to share out of her heart to your heart. We're getting into some real deep stuff here, but deep stuff so that healing can take place and hope can be brought. So stay with us, okay? We'll be right back with more The Good Life Hawaii.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much The Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waihua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenna Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Special guests indeed. Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Pastor Billy Lyle and some very special friends. We have in studio with us, Pastor Billy will, you know, as we talk about ministering to young adults and the pain that burns deep into the very soul of many young people today. In fact, not even many, as we talk, probably everyone. You can't talk to anybody. You know, some of us cover it up better than others. But, you know, deep down inside, even as you shared, I mean, I couldn't help but to think how many people are saying, you know what, maybe just like it or something similar to it, but there's a pain. We all go through that. Pastor Billy, you brought another guest with you. Why don't you introduce her to us?
You know, I brought another one of our young adults here. Name is Nikki, and she's a grad student, University of Hawaii. And she also has gone through significant situations in her life that caused her to act out. And I'll let you share that before I start telling your story for you. So, Nikki, tell us your story.
So, I grew up with great parents. I'm the oldest of five kids. And so growing up, I think I kind of put pressure on my own self. And through my parents, I think they had great expectations on me. But not only them, but I think for myself. And I was in sports. I kept myself busy. I wanted to be the best student growing up. And I went throughout high school not giving into peer pressure. I pretty much thought people were kind of dumb to drink, to smoke, to get up in that mm-hmm. world. But what happened
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah. But what happened was my junior year of high school, my dad got into a really bad car accident. And at that point, I was just like, this isn't fair. Like, what did I do to deserve this? What did my family do to deserve this kind of pain? And he nearly died. And the person that he got into a car accident actually was killed. And it was a very a rock in our family. And I think it really allowed... At that point, I kind of took it out on God. That was the first time I grew up not hearing about God, not going to church. But that was when I kind of gave the fist to God. And I was like, God, what are you doing, you know? And that's when my heart began to get cold and hardened towards the people around me. Through I started closing myself off in school. I played sports, but probably for the wrong motives. I just wanted to get through things. And my family just pretty much shut down. And my dad was the one providing for my family financially, and that was a struggle on my family. I grew up on welfare growing up, and so just to have it a burden that much heavier on my family, it was a bigger toll. And I kind of had to be strong in that season of my life. And then so I kind of didn't I lost my hope. I didn't want to go to college after that. I gave up on school, and then I started drinking and smoking weed to cope with the problems and the issues. And then I started hating myself even more because I told myself I would never be that person. Mm-hmm. I was mocking them. I was teasing them. I was telling them they're weak. What are they doing? And I became the very person I didn't want to become. Mm. And then that escalated. My senior year, I lost a lot of close family members. I lost my grandpa, my grandma, and my auntie within the same week. And
All in 1 week?
Yeah. Oh. I just was like, life is, this sucks, you know? And my family gave up hope. My parents just lost it emotionally. My dad was still undergoing surgeries at the time because it was just a year before, I mean, prior to his accident. And that's when I just numbed myself with drinking and smoking weed. And that became my coping mechanism. And one thing that was weird, but it was a blessing in disguise, was I got accepted to go to college through a program that my counselor referred me to. It was a program that looked at people who weren't qualified for the university level, but they're willing to give a chance to the students. And so I went, I checked it out, didn't think it was going to be anything, but my counselor just said, well, why not? Just check it out, you know? And so I did, and I got into that program, and I was like, oh yeah, that's great, you know, like that. I was like, maybe there is some sense of hope. But in the midst of that, I still was drinking. I was smoking weed every day. It consumed me. When I was going to college, I was doing that every day. I would wake up, I would have classes late so that I could party in the nighttime. And the crazy stuff was I had great grades. And so it wasn't matching up in my mind. My parents thought I was doing great. My friends thought I was doing great, but deep down inside, I was still hurting. I was mad at the world. I was mad at what was happening, and I just didn't know how to make sense of all the stuff that happened in my life. And then one of my best friends from high school, actually, she liked a guy at the church that I go to now, Grace Bible, and so she tricked me to going. We were supposed to go to a party, and I was actually intoxicated when I went to church, but God did... he just touched me in like the most miraculous way. And at the first night I went, I really was just like, wow, this is what I was looking for my entire life. to cope with the pain and the trauma and to make sense of my life and my destiny of what God had in store. And because I felt like giving up many times. I felt like, what's the purpose? Why am I living today, you know? And it wasn't with, and so I got into the church and I got plugged into a small group. And that's where I got to, all the internal things that were in me, I got to voice it out for once in my life. I never did share a lot of the things that I had held in my heart. And so it was just such a burden lifted just through people listening to me, encouraging me. They didn't experience what I did, but just the fact that they cared, it showed that there's something greater than what I've been just experiencing these past couple of years. And just through God's love and through them, I just saw God. And I was just like, this has to be real. This, I just, through talking and going through church every week, God began to heal my heart. And today I have a great relationship with my parents. It took about a couple years, you know, but I see they're still in the pain, you know, and I really have compassion for them. And I know God's going to do something in their lives.
How's dad?
My dad is still, he isn't disabled, but he's still undergoing therapy and the process. He's still in a wheelchair and stuff. But yeah, emotionally, I know he's still hurting and it's hard on them, but I know God will pull through eventually.
You know, it's crazy. Just another example. Nikki's is another example of, you know, on the outside, you'd never know. Here you have doing good in school, doing good in sports, getting good grades in college, and yet there's this underlying pain. And what's interesting about Nikki's situation is none of this was anybody's fault. You know, you can't blame, you know, so-and-so for molesting me or whatever. It just happened. And I think that's just kind of how, you know, when the Bible says that we have an enemy, the devil, I mean, he sets these things up to try and wreck families. And you had a family who's moving in a positive direction. The devil throws a rock in the pond, messes the whole thing up, and sets individuals now on a spiral of sin, a spiral of destructive behavior that ultimately would result in death or, you know, definitely in a missed destiny. And I think that was Nikki's story. And she came to church. I remember when you first came to church, Nikki, you were definitely not all yourself that night.
Yeah.
But you see how God can even use, in our mess, he's still calling out to us. You know, in our mess, in our flawedness, in our messed upness, God is pulling at our hearts. He's trying to get our attention. And he did. And you came. And God transformed you.
Today, as you listen to our guests share in the way that they're sharing, like Pastor Billy said, you know, the Lord was calling out to them, and they heard him, they felt him. The Lord, even at this very moment, is calling out to you in your pain, inebriated, you know, off somewhere in the quiet cove of pain, isolated and feeling hopeless and full of despair. The Lord calls you even at that time in your life, even at this time in your life. And he, like he said to them, he loves them, he knows them. And you shared a word, the word destiny, a few times. The Lord has a destiny for you. And sure as sure can be, the devil would want to thwart you from fulfilling the destiny that God has. But there is hope for you. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more about healing. We're going to talk more about getting back on track and how the Lord can help you. I want to put some handles to the roller coaster of life so that you can, you know, get a grip on things.
That's good.
Sometimes we wonder, can God really do something in my life? That's why testimonies are so powerful, because they say resoundedly, yes, yes, he can. And yes, if you're willing, he's willing. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Pastor Billy Lyle, along with two special friends, Jason and Nikki, who have been so gracious, so generous to share out of their heart and out of their life. You know, sometimes, well, probably all the time, one of the most difficult things to do is to share out of our pain. But there's a redemptive quality that exists there, and that's why they're doing it. And that's why we're here. Because in our society today, there isn't a lot being dealt with in relation to some of the deepest needs in the human heart. Mm-hmm. The need for healing of brokenness that cannot be seen. You know, we've got great fashion designers and name brands that can cover up and make us look real stylish and fashionable, but it does not quell one bit the yearning and the longing and the brokenness that exists in every one of our hearts. You might be listening today to our show and you might be thinking, man, my niece needs to hear this, or my cousin needs to hear this one. My nephew is an athlete. I think he's going through something like, and you're saying, but oh gosh, the show is on now. I can't get in touch with him. May I say to you, there is hope. Because the Good Life Hawaii radio show can be heard 24/7 at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You just send them a link. Through Facebook, you can just send them a text message. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and click on, you'll see a picture of Pastor Billy Lyle. He's a very dashing man and family man. But click on it, the title of the show, Young People and Fathers. Young People and Fathers, and they can listen in on it. And, you know, just trust. We can trust that God is going to work in some intricate ways, and in ways that will be mysterious to us, but he can touch and connect with people. Pastor Billy, handles. We need some handles about, okay, we agree. There's a brokenness in the world today, yeah. But what can we do? What has helped our guests today? Yeah. In bringing healing.
You know, I think it's interesting you mentioned the title of the show, Young People and Fathers. A lot of the brokenness that comes, in my experience, has something to do with a lack of fathering, the absence of fathering. And just as these two shared today, you know, the scripture that really comes to mind is Psalm 68, verses 5 through 6. You know, God wants to be a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. Is God in his holy dwelling? And this verse 6 says this, God sets the lonely in families, and he leads the prisoners out with singing. You know, we are all in our prisons, as Danny said, to our own pains, the past, and mm-hmm. and reality is we need to understand what's happened to us, not try to forget about it, stuff it, but really mine it and let the Lord heal it, so that we can bring that healing to others with the empathy and the perspective that God's given us. And as Jason and Nikki here have shared, God, when you came to church, put you into a family. It wasn't just you and God, you know, in the sanctuary or in your bedroom or, you know, whatever it is. He put you into a family, and we call that a small group in our church, and that's really how we build our church, so that everyone has a family they can belong to, should be open with and honest with. Guys, tell us, I mean, just from your experience, maybe we'll start with you, Jason, you know, how did the community, the small group, the church community really help you to get healed?
It helped out a whole lot. It was a whole bunch of like high school friends who I'd really have small group with. In high school, we called it Victory Clubs, and they really just helped me process what I was going through, why I was feeling a certain way, and they really in my lowest points where I would struggle with my walk, they would lift me up, they would pray for me, and I believe that was very key in my life, because if they didn't do that at that moment, I probably would have went back into the same cycle that I had been going through before, which was the drugs and mm-hmm. Smoking weed and the alcohol. But by them being there for me in the moments where I felt weak, or even in the moments where, you know, I was getting mad at my dad again, you know, they were there to talk to me, talk me through. They would tell me, you know, Jason, you know, you need to forgive your dad, continuously forgive your dad, and just remember what God did for you and what he can do for your family. And that really brought perspective into my life, and they really helped me have a change of heart and change my outlook on life in a very big way, you know, seeing the bigger picture and just the great things that God had, because there would be moments where I'd all of a sudden just shut out God for some reason, just because I'd get so angry, mm-hmm. but then they just bring it back, you know, to why I'm here. Then they bring it back to God and the things that he did.
Now, these are high school friends.
Yeah, high school
friends. And you guys were in high school at the time.
Yeah, yeah, and we're still friends.
I love that. You know, sometimes we, you know, as adults, you know, we think we have to be the answer to all. But, man, if you can create a community where young people are encouraging young people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when you guys were in high school. And maybe you're a parent today and you're thinking, I can't get through to my kid. You know, I remember when my parents couldn't get through to me. My mom couldn't. But all of a sudden you get some peers around them, a community yes. around them. They start saying the same thing that you're saying. It starts to hit home a little bit more when they're your community.
You know, it's also a matter of what is going to be communicated.
Yeah.
You know, right. There's going to be a point of connection that a young person is going to have with somebody.
Yeah.
But what message is going to be communicated?
That's so true, because they have community in their school, their sports team, and it's usually not really a positive community. Mm-hmm. You know, when I used to do youth ministry, I mean, there's so much negativity just among the kids. But if you can get them into a church community, structured, a small group community, where you can have positive voices speaking into their lives, a positive community that's built, that the healing can happen. How about you, Nikki? I mean, tell us, how did the small group really impact you? I mean, you came in, I mean, not ever opening up to anybody. You came to church high the first time you were there. I mean, what made you want to open up to these girls whom you really never met before?
Yeah, I had my hesitation, especially I think as a girl, I think it's a lot. Trust is a big issue, I think, for a lot of women, because you get betrayed by people. And I think going into this, yeah, I went to a small group. I remember the first time I went, I was like, oh, I'm going to check this thing out. I'm going to see what they say, what they do. And we had the discussion guy like Billy was sharing earlier, and it kind of allows, it creates an atmosphere for people to be open and vulnerable with each other. And I remember I was just like, okay, I'm going to just listen to what they say, you know? So, but as I heard them share their stories, I felt that there was just a genuineness and a trust that was in the atmosphere. And I never experienced that before. I always, you know, you try to share things with some people outside, and In high school, and they just laugh at you, or they, you know, they don't take you serious, you know. And I thought, this is such a different atmosphere that I've been to. And so as they shared, I just began to, yeah, my walls just started coming down. Mm-hmm. I started understanding where they came from and what their stories were. And it may have not been as severe as mine, but it was a struggle for them, and it was real. And I couldn't deny that. And I thought, just wow, like, we're so different, but there's a connection. There's mm-hmm. we have pain, we have sorrow. They've messed up and they've done their things. And so I think just through seeing the genuineness, the openness, it allowed me to be vulnerable. It allowed me to trust.
So their transparency, their yeah. humility lowered your walls yeah. so that you felt safe to share.
Yeah.
That's so powerful, the humility, transparency that we offer to other people.
And there's a safe place for you to, sometimes it's just a matter of finding it.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly to say, Pastor Billy, not all churches all the time are a place where you can be transparent, but we ought to be, and we need to be. Mm-hmm. We need more of that. Pastor Billy, a parting shot to somebody right now. We've got a couple of minutes. Somebody who is struggling, a young adult right now, who needs a word of hope.
If you're a young adult and you're going through pain, I just want to tell you, you're not alone. I mean, you've heard my story today and the two others in the studio, and everyone is going through stuff, and yours may be worse or not as bad, but it's big to you, and God wants to heal you, and he wants to surround you with a family of people who can encourage you and support you, but don't feel alone. And if you are alone, go and find a community, a church who will love you, and Danny's got some great churches listed on his website. Check that out. Get connected, because God wants to heal you. I also want to say to the adults out there, you know, when you see a young adult or a student, or maybe your own child going through stuff, acting weird, doing crazy behaviors, they're hurting, and somehow reach out to them, love them, look at them with eyes of compassion versus just judgment, you know, and we all do it. So, but also if you're an adult and you're going through pain yourself, you know, you're not alone. And maybe this today's talk is dredging up scenes from your past. Get healing from that, because your kids are depending on it. The next generation is depending on seeing you, us get transformed, so that we can be an example to them about God's redemptive power and us fulfilling our destinies, which will elevate us all.
Pastor Billy Lyle, thank you for sharing, and Nikki, Jason, for being with us. Pastor Billy Lyle, the young adults pastor at Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. Information about Grace Bible can be found at gbchawaii.org. That's gbchawaii.org. Heart to heart, that's what it's been today. And from God's heart to your heart as you listen. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Pastor Billy and Jason and Nikki. Invite someone to listen in. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today. Proverbs 13:16 says, "Every prudent man acts out of knowledge, but a fool exposes his folly." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Pastor Billy Lyle, Jason, and Nikki. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.